Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. It is currently about, let's say, 20 minutes in front of 6 o'clock. Okay, we are just over a week away from the Magnificent Mile Lights Festival. It is back this year. Dan Russell is the president and the board of directors of the Magnificent Mile Association. Dan, I bet you're ready for a party.
Oh, Steve, we sure are. We are just thrilled to be welcoming Lights Festival back, and it's the 30th anniversary of the BMO Harris Magnificent Lights Festival this year.
And it's next Saturday, right? Next Saturday?
Yep, it sure is. Yep, next Saturday. Yep, we're going to do a tree lighting ceremony on Friday at 4 p.m., and we'll have some carolers, and Broadway star Deborah Cox will be out there singing, and we'll light up the tree. But then, yes, the big event is on Saturday. And the
parade is the big event. But you really, Dan, you've got all day things to do, right? Or all afternoon?
That's right, Steve. Yeah. If anybody with the family wants to come on down, it actually starts at 11 a.m. With Lights Festival Lane right at 401 North Michigan Avenue. That's Pioneer Court right next to Tribune Tower.
Yep.
And we're going to have all sorts of things going on. We've got a pet adoption event going on down there. A 30th anniversary Eli's cheesecake that we'll be giving away cheesecake to everybody who comes on by. DJs, Santa will be there, all sorts of things in the BMO Harris, the kids zone, tattoos and things like that for the kids tattoos, of course.
Dan Russell is the president of the board of directors of the Magnificent Mile Association. Yeah. And so what kind of crowd are you expecting? I mean, there's got to be some pent-up demand for things like this, although people probably might have some concerns as well.
Yeah, you know, we're going to find out. This is the official kickoff of the holidays in Chicago. It has been for 30 years, and it's always been very, very popular. The weather forecast next weekend looks very good, and it's just a wonderful way to get out. It's an outside event, that's terrific, and it's going to feature so many wonderful additions to our parade, starting with Mickey and Minnie, of course.
But
we do expect it to be popular.
I want to see Kool and the Gang, too. I don't remember there being an act like Kool and the Gang in the parade.
Yeah, no, Kool and the Gang is coming down. The hip-hop rap duo tag team will be there. Deborah Cox, of course, will be coming to the parade as well. American Idol finalist and Illinois native Grace Kinsler will be coming, and many more. And then, of course, we've got a lot of very cool floats that are going to be coming. Mickey and Minnie's, of course. And then BMO actually partnered with CPS this year. It's going to be very cool. Uplift and Curry Metropolitan High Schools, along with CPS's Department of STEM, actually designed the two big floats for BMO Harris and for T-Mobile. So it's going to be a surprise what they look like.
Oh, but that's fantastic.
Very cool thing to see CPS doing that, and the students actually designing it and putting it out there. So that's going to be great, along with a lot of bands, high school bands coming from the city and even out of state, too. So that's going to be great. And some really great floating floats this year, too, meaning balloon ones. So Bumble, that famous abominable snowman that we all remember,
right,
from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, he'll be coming for the first time. The PAC Chicago Drumline is going to be there, Santa, of course, and then the whole thing caps off with a wonderful fireworks display by Lumina Fireworks.
Yeah, the fireworks are fantastic. I don't remember balloons from the past. Had there been balloons before, Dan?
You know, sometimes there have been.
Okay.
It's really a weather condition. BMO's always had one. But there's going to be, you know, a few more this year. So, really cool.
Not tomorrow, but next Saturday, November 20th. It all starts at 1 o'clock, but the parade starts, what, around 5:30 or so?
Yes, the parade steps off at 5:30, exactly.
Dan Russell. Fantastic.
We'll go for a couple hours, so it's going to be great. We're really looking forward to it. We appreciate you featuring us.
Have a great event, and looking forward to it as well. I appreciate you being here.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Have a good weekend.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News.